Ain a time called Bethlehem. God came down to visit man. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? He knew pain and loneliness as he wore that robe of flesh. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he left his home above to die on Calvary, just to save someone like me. Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he stood in Herod's hall, he never said one word at all. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? He heard the mob cry, crucify, but he knew that he came to die. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he left his home above to die on Calvary, just to save someone like me. Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he lay there in the tomb, he did what he came to do. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? But then he rose up from the grave, so that I can rise someday. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he left his home above to die on Calvary, just to save someone like me. Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he left his home above to die on Calvary, just to save someone like me. Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Bon Dieu, bon Holy Spirit, and me and you belong all your mouth, pardon you, sein Volk dort in Frieden eingehen. Bald ja, bald, oh, wie schön, werden wir unter Jubelein gehen. Bald ja, bald, oh, wie schön, werden wir dort unter Jubelein gehen. Dort singt alles in Wonne und Glück, jauchzet selig den Heilande zu, alle Sorgen die Weihen zurück. Dort ist himmlische ewige Ruh. Bald ja, bald, wie schön, werden wir unter Jubelein gehen. Manja Malu Vishin Bergen Bier Auch dort jubel mein Gehen Dort ist Nene und Silvare Schar Die Entflamm von den Heiligen Geist In Anbetung vor Gottes Altar Seine Liebe im Sonne noch prast. Bald ja, bald, wie schön, werden wir euer Jubeln gehen. Bald ja, bald, wie schön, werden wir auch dort Jubeln gehen. To be like Jesus, on earth alone, just to be like Him, all through love's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask, just to be like Him, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth alone, just to be like Him, all through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask, just to be like Him. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this road. For I'm part of the family of God. You will know us as a brother and sisters around here. And because we're a family, and these folks are so near, when one has a heartache, we all share the tear and rejoice at each victory, and this family's so dear. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this road. For I'm part of the family of God. From the door of the orphanage to the house of the King, no longer an outcast, a new song I sing. From rags on to riches, from the weak to the strong, I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God I belong. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by the blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this song. For I'm part of the family of God. With an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. About angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, our Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now, so come by near. He that hath a lady here, the evening time is here. The God of this evil age has blinded the minds today. Of people who walk the wrong way, according to God's own word, denying the things his Son, ascending his only Son, accepting the creeds of man, rejecting the word of God. This is evening time, it's later than you. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now, to come by now here. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land, this world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, then follow the words he gave, accepting the word of God, for this is the evening time. This is the evening time, it's later than evening.
The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet.
All things are ready now, come by now here. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land. What's our topic today?
All right, Isaiah 60. Start verse 1. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and grow darkness to the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Heavenly Father, we just read your word, Lord. I just pray you'll give me the wisdom and the understanding how to execute this thought that you put on my heart. Just pray, Lord, you'll give that increase in Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Now, the subject is darkness throughout the land. Darkness shall cover the earth, and grow darkness the people. Now, you can't have both. You can't have arise and shine, for the light is come. And at the same time, darkness covers the earth. You know what I'm saying? So, right now, darkness covers the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And grow darkness to people. And we're not exempt from that. We can say it the last, I'd say, 2 months. There's such a darkness in the land that you can't even navigate. If you haven't accumulated for yourself some Christian values to kind of make it through that dark, you just sometimes like you're just completely blind.
Mm-hmm.
What to do, you know? No inspiration, nothing, just pure blood, pure darkness. And like I say, you can't have both. You can't have light and darkness at the same time. One has to move.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since that thing got into that White House, it's so dark. Actually, mm-hmm. I was thinking today, ever since that thing got into Ottawa there, that Trudeau,
mm-hmm.
like in Canada, it started, the light began to dim.
Mm-hmm.
Because under Stephen Harper, because the natural type is spiritual.
Yeah.
Under Stephen Harper, you were proud to be a Canadian. That's the only time in Canadian history where you can read where people were proud to be Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing trucking. We were trucking in the States under Obama. You were glad to come into Canada. It felt like you were on solid ground.
Mm-hmm.
And all has to do with, like I say, the natural type to spiritual. And he was in for 10 years, and then this thing got into Ottawa, and like somebody was dimming the lights, you know?
I know that I've never seen the Canadian flag so beautiful when Stephen Harper. The Canadian flag right now is just a Canadian flag. I've never seen the red and the white so beautiful when Stephen Harper was in as the Prime Minister. And I even wrote him a letter saying how much he did for the country.
Yeah.
And when I knew Trudeau was going to get in, because all day I felt I could not breathe. It was like the life was being snuffed out.
Exactly.
And that's how it felt in the land of Canada. The whole land of Canada seems like it can't breathe anymore. Even if you talk to people, they hate Harper and stuff like that. But they're not alive, those
people. They're like those people where it says in Revelation that the people of the earth have become drunk with the wine of that fornication.
Yeah.
You can tell them anything. Mm-hmm. Remember that time we were down in Ottawa and we talked to that guy what he thinks of Harper. Oh, he sure knows how to spend our money. All he knew was negative things.
Yeah, we were there at this homestead here where they live,
the
prime ministers. And I said, I'd like to meet him. And he says, oh, why would you want to do that? He just wants to be associated if you have lots of money or something like
and
that.
And we had a very negative thought. Mm-hmm. And that's the negative is another one towards Stephen Harper. Mm-hmm. But he was the best prime minister in Canadian history, and back a long ways, right to the first one. He's the only one that made Canadians proud of being Canadian.
It is true. You know what? I cannot say that Trump is the best president in the U.S. history, because there was George Washington's that did a lot. There's other presidents that did a lot. And Trump, for his hour, did the best that he did for America. So, but in Canada, it's different. There was really nobody ever like Harper.
Yeah, and he put Canada on the world stage, like especially when you go back to the Olympics. I'm not into Olympics, but But he put a lot of effort into the Olympics and when they had them in Vancouver, and they won the most gold. He won the hockey game. Mm-hmm. Like it's and Stephen Harper was so involved with the Olympics, and it was all part of that Canada heritage kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Put Canada back. The hockey game is a Canadian game. They put Canada won that tournament there. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I'm not into sports, but on the, you got to take it as a whole, what Harper did for Canada and the 10 years that he was in. Mm-hmm. And like I say, why? I said, last week I got ticked off with God. God, why do you allow this garbage to go on in the country? We had a country heading towards the right direction. And then the same thing happened in the States. Trump did so much for America, like no other president in modern history has broke through. Yeah, George Washington, he was good in his hour. Abraham Lincoln was the best in his hour. Reagan was the best in his hour. Mm-hmm. But nobody had to cut through so much garbage than Trump, you know.
He did.
And the country was going the right direction, just flourishing.
Mm-hmm.
And four more years would have really put America back. Mm-hmm. And he's going to get his 4 years. I'm just saying that for the sake of this darkness that's mm-hmm. there now. And then I was grumbling last week with the Lord, you know. I was really ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you allow a country that's on a road to recovery and then completely wide open borders, all this filth going back to where Obama had it? In fact, he's even worse than Obama. He's doing what Obama wished he would have done, you know. Obama has only one regret, that he didn't do more damage. So along comes this king in the White House. He's not president. I'll never, ever come out of my lips the president. He's a thing in the White House
mm-hmm.
that the world put in
the
there.
The world stage.
America did not put this thing in the White mm-hmm. House. They stole it and by fraud put this thing in the White House. Mm-hmm. And what do you have now? It's disaster upon disaster. Wide open borders.
Globalists.
Mm-hmm. And so I was really ticked off. And I took my grievance to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Just like Jeremiah did his. He was ticked off a time or two.
Mm-hmm.
Israel, he was ticked off a time or two. And ever since then, maybe I should take it back. Maybe I should apologize. But that's just how I felt. Mm-hmm. I was ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord was ticked off with me because I was ticked off. Because God is account to his word.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that word. He just showed it to me there yesterday. Darkness throughout the land. Mm-hmm. Grows darkness to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, this thing is going on. It started in Canada here with that thing in the White House.
In
Ottawa.
Wherever it is. What's it called in Canada?
They have a name for it. Ottawa.
Parliament.
Parliament. Parliament everywhere. But that's when it started to come in, like mm-hmm. darkness.
Yeah.
There's a time and when the morning, when you, let's say you have a moon thing and there's no moon cover, nothing, then there's darkness. The darkest hour is just before mm-hmm. dawn. And then, like I say, the natural types are spiritual. And here you have, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth and grow darkness to people. And that's before this. When this thing got into the White House, you had all these, before that happened, you had all these so-called prophets prophesying 4 more years for Trump. Everybody was on the bag, four more years for Trump. And we were discussing it here, and we said, this here camp will never say President Biden.
Mm-hmm.
We will never accept the fact that Trump won't get 4 more years. He will.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were saying it, I saw something. I saw, like, Sam, it'll come down to you two. You're going to be the only two that believes
mm-hmm.
that Trump's going to get 4 more years. And here they come, one by one, apologizing for prophesying
mm-hmm.
that there's 4 more years for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you and I will never apologize.
No.
This thing is in there temporary. Mm-hmm. He's not in there. Somewhere along the way, the Lord's going to show up and he's going to clean up this mess.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll be 4 more years of Trump, one way or another. Like,
if you steal something, it's not really yours.
Yeah.
Whoever has rightfully gained that position, and Trump rightfully, legally gained that position. And,
he fought for it.
Yes, he fought
for it. People voted for it.
He voted for it. And that guy that's invading, is invading the White House, is a puppet to the Vatican, to this whole world of commerce, who wants to have this elite group of elite people want to have everybody else under their domain. Just if you just want to look at it, just look at the Dark Ages. That's how they want to, would like to rule this planet, is under on those merits. But the devil can never have a how do you say that word?
Theocracy?
Yeah, it's a government where one supreme leader, the only one supreme leader that will ever be, is Jesus in the millennium. And he, even with that, people will have their own say-so in the countries.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's such a different contrast of how the devil does stuff and how God still lets you your freedom of choice and liberty.
Yeah, that's why this darkness is there now.
Mm-hmm.
Gross darkness to people. It's actually that globalist agenda.
Yeah.
That's what the devil always wanted. World domain. World dominance.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried it with Hitler and he didn't succeed. And he tried it here and he tried it with the Muslims. And he tried it. He'd been trying it throughout history.
Yeah.
All he's ever wanted was world domain. And he had it in the Dark Ages. The biblical world, he had it there because it was designed so by God that
mm-hmm.
it's written in the scripture. But he does not have a mandate to control the world,
yeah.
to control Canada, to control North America. And we took that issue up with the Courts of Heaven. We said he doesn't have a mandate. Why is he allowed to run roughshod over Canada and the U.S. and these countries
mm-hmm.
where he has no mandate?
Mm-hmm.
China, then they use China. It's all a conglomeration of world governments zeroing in. Everybody's fighting for the main. Now
yeah.
it's the Chinese. Well, we kicked the Chinese out
mm-hmm.
because we took it to the courts of heaven and we told heaven there is no mandate here.
Mm-hmm.
See, even God has to be bound to his word.
Mm-hmm.
If God doesn't have, if he doesn't have a mandate here in Canada, he can't function, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we took that thing back. It's like I say, you got to see it's a conglomeration of world governments, like it says in George Wright's The Vision. Though the whole world be against it, they will not succeed.
That's right.
Because, simply because, the same reason there's darkness throughout the world, because it's in the scripture. I can't make it light.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to, but I can't. And so it's the same thing here. This globalist agenda will not function, will not work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how like I say, George Wright has said, though the whole world is against, they will not be able to succeed. Like I say, because they don't have a mandate. If you don't have a biblical mandate, you can scream till you're blue in the face. It ain't going to happen. And that's why you have this thing going on right now. Because of the darkness covers the earth. That's what the Lord showed me. I'm accountable to my word.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just switch the darkness out and bring light.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to run its course.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to have patience. And you got to know, you got to trust the word.
Yeah.
Really, that's what it is. Because God has put the word above his very name.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is called the Word of God because when he came down into the garden, he had to make a decision. What am I going to do? Am I going to use my own desires? I don't want to go to Calvary. And he had to make the decision. He had to be guided by the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our life. We have to be guided by the Word of God. Do I want to go through what I went through? No. But I had to be guided by the Word of God. And here the same thing with this darkness throughout the land.
Mm-hmm.
Gross darkness to people. And people, I don't know how people make it that haven't accumulated for themselves anything. Like, you can pretty well tell them anything. We can send out these books, but to them it's nothing. They can't see. They can't see for looking. And I saw something here this morning. It's John 1. I'll start in John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. See? These books, this website, these CDs, they're the truth. Mm-hmm. They're the light of this end time. They can accuse us of everything under the sun, but this is that light in the end time.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't comprehend it.
Mm-hmm.
Throw them out. Garbage. That's exactly what it says here. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And Jesus said in his hour, you don't hear me because you're of your father the devil. That's why they don't hear us, because they're not of God. They don't
mm-hmm.
they don't have no desire. They haven't accumulated for themselves any desire to know any spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back here, like I've done a lot of study. I've spent since the Lord saved me, I dug into this Bible. I've probably read it 5 times. And there's things I didn't understand. And I dug in. I got this study Bible here. And there's things I didn't understand, but I would dig it out. Like, here it says, in the beginning was the Word. Well, you got to translate it right. In the beginning, you got to go back to the original. In the beginning was the Logos.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to read it. In the beginning was the Logos means taught. And the beginning was the thought.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought was with God.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought was God. Everything originated from God, that thought. And the same was in the beginning with God. The thought was in the beginning with God. You got to say the thought. You can't say the Word. You can't say Jesus. All things were made by God. And without Him was without that. All things were made by that thought. And without that thought was not anything made that was made. And Him was life, and the life was the light of men. See, first it was a thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then, back in the eons of ages, before there was a star, before there was a planet, before there was an angel, there was this thought. There was no Jesus there. See, you and I know all that. But see, that's why we have accumulate ourselves some heavenly virtues, heavenly values, that we can weave it through this darkness that we're covered with now and come out on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it had not evolved yet to a Word. It was just a thought, you know?
Yeah.
It had not evolved yet to the Word. It was a thought in His mind.
But
yeah.
See, before the Word can become, it has to be a thought.
That's right.
Like we're talking today, we were doing this lighthouse thing, and there was 2 boards left over, and I imagine you accumulated, what are you going to do with these 2 boards? And then that was maybe almost 6 months ago, whatever, mm-hmm. when we did a lighthouse thing, but there was 2 boards, and you told me to cut them off. See, you had a thought was beginning to accumulate in your mind. It wasn't, I didn't cut the boards off until 2-3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I finally cut the boards off, but this thought was going around in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the board yet. It was
mm-hmm.
So we were out in the sod and we cut it off. And then the thought became, your thought, at first was a thought, then the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Could you cut these boards off for me?
Mm-hmm.
But before you could say, could you cut these boards off for me, you already had a thought in your
mm-hmm.
mind. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you had probably had a whole picture laid out. And then cut the boards off and you put it down and you had what you're going to, you had eventually, as time goes on, you had that sign. But it was first in your thought, what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Put the boards down, painted it, glued them together, did everything according to plan, and then now it's a sign. Now you want to put it out on the lawn or something. Now that thought that you originally had, it became reality.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the same with Jesus. In the beginning was the thought, and the thought, and it was his first thought was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He needed a son.
Mm-hmm.
And this thought became 2,000 years ago. That thought became flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it became word because he sent the angel Gabriel. And then, here that angel, he just showed up. When that thought became reality, was 2,000 years ago, and that angel just showed up. Because back in the Ancient of Ages, there was a thought, it was a done deal in the mind of God, you know what I'm saying? And everything that's, back in that Ephesians 1, everything that God ever planned is a done deal.
Yeah.
It just happens. And here, that angel showed up. And there was this Virgin Mary, she showed up. And then it said that in that thought, he had to be born in Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to Bethlehem to pay their taxes, and they just showed up, you know. They just showed up. There they were. And then the manger. They showed up in the manger. And then all these things, when God had that thought, things, they just showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus showed up on the day of the Passover. That Passover was just kind of a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the fullness of time came, the 1400 years and all that, and the moon was exactly right, Jesus showed up.
Yeah.
The guard, and he went to Calvary. And then at the first fruit, he showed up out of the grave. He had no other choice.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up. You know, he just, he didn't happen to be, he just showed up because that thought became reality.
Mm-hmm.
But back in that grave mind.
Yeah, everything lined up.
Yeah.
All like you could say, like I'd say you would say all the planets line up.
Yeah.
But all, everything in creation lined up for that. The moon, everything was in its precise a position for that event to take place.
Yeah, the 1400 years.
14 going into 15.
Yeah, going into 15.
1500 years since they first, God gave them the Feast of Passover going out of Egypt at Exodus. There, for 15, going into 1500 years, they celebrated that feast. And that should have let them know. Like on the 15th day when the sun, the moon is at its brightest,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when the Lamb of God was there,
mm-hmm.
And it just happened. Mm-hmm.
It was there in the night, it's when it got cut in the night, you know,
mm-hmm.
Just right at that moon the brightest, they took him at night, you know, mm-hmm. and he showed up.
Mm-hmm.
But right now the topic is this darkness,
mm-hmm.
This darkness showed up. God can't change it.
Yeah.
Like I was ticked off. Like I didn't understand some things. And I knew somewhere there's a scripture that God has to adhere to, you know. Like even God has mm-hmm. to. God can't change nothing. Because he said, I put my word above my name. So we're kind of like, who do we think we are that mm-hmm. we can change things? It's just our misunderstanding of things. Like this scripture here, John. It's a misunderstanding of people being brainwashed into thinking that Jesus was there in the ends of ages with God. He was not there with God. It was a thought in the mind of God
yeah.
in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what happened, what God did before that thought came to him. It is in the beginning. That was in the beginning was the thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's as far back as we can go. We can't go back into eternity because our human mind cannot fathom
mm-hmm.
what eternity is, eternity past, what God did back there. But there, as things evolved, there came a time when it wasn't even time yet because there's nothing to keep time with. But there came a situation in the mind of God where he had to sit down and he had to do some thinking
mm-hmm.
and some planning. And he planned out this whole conglomerate that's out there. And everything is going to go according to that plan. And that world dominance for the devil was not in his mind. And there, if you read Ephesians 1, it says he's going to make sure that plan that he had back there is going to be executed right to the T. Back in that plan, he had this darkness here. So there has to be a situation on the world stage where around the world there's such a darkness. You can go into the news. You can go into Israel, there's confusion there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who's who. They don't know what they got for a government. They don't know who's prime minister, who will be prime minister. Yeah, Bibi is there now, but it's all such a conglomerate and a mixed up bag. Nobody agrees with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
It's really darkness throughout the land and grows darkness on the people.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's That's when I was ticked out with the Lord, and had, he wasn't too impressed with it.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, you don't understand, you need to, I'm accountable to my word, I'm not going to change because you're ticked off. And here, I sat all day yesterday with the darkness in the land, darkness throughout the land. Mm-hmm. This sequence of events has to go through it until it comes up, a rise and shine. Now, like I say, you can't have both.
Mm-hmm.
But just up the road here, we still have to do our part. We have to fast just to keep our sanity
mm-hmm.
in this darkness. Fasting is a very important thing in this hour that we're now living in. Fasting and prayer to just kind of, like I say, keep your head above the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a darkness. And then we try to send these books out to people. What do you think they'll do? They won't read. They don't understand them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it says here, and the darkness comprehended it not.
Mm-hmm.
See, there was a time it wasn't as dark as it is now. Like I say, the darkest hour is just before dawn. And that's right now before dawn. Before the day is about to break. Just before where that scripture, arise and shine. That's going just like the darkness that we're in now. Also, it'll be arise and shine.
Mm-hmm.
Even for America. God allowed this thing to go in the White House so that when he does show up, it'll be light.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be light for those that have persevered. It won't be light for the wicked and the ungodly and the treasonous and the traitors.
Mm-hmm.
He'll just, with that civil war coming up, they'll just be. I read it again yesterday about George Washington's vision. Somebody explained it. It says it'll be a lot worse than the other two combined. So much bloodshed mm-hmm. and so horror will it be.
Mm-hmm.
That's just up the road here. This could be within 3 weeks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
However, when that darkness is done and over with, when it served its purpose,
mm-hmm.
well, how God had back in that plan that he made.
Yeah.
And when it has served its purpose, it's not going to happen before that. Then you're going to see justice, you're going to see righteousness, you're going to see arise and shine kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to just, yeah, I know in Isaiah 6 it talks about Israel. But the bride types Israel, mm-hmm. you know, America types Israel. America and Israel, they kind of walk parallel with each other, simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And so does the bride. It'll the things that we've been trying to tell people, they'll all of a sudden, people, the switch will come on.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be like it says here, darkness comprehended it not. It'll be a rise and shine for the light that's come. They're groping in the dark just like we were, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They want something real. A lot of them, they don't even know that that thing isn't real. It's diabolic in these other rites.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as God decides to change the turn of events, and until he does, all we can do is hold on, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We don't even get any inspiration or nothing. Just from time to time, the Lord just like yesterday, said, I'm counting my word.
Mm-hmm.
Darkness has to come.
Mm-hmm.
Darkness covered the earth. Grow darkness to people. And the darkness comprehended the light not.
Mm-hmm.
There's talks about a black hole.
Mm-hmm.
The darkness is so great that light cannot even penetrate
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the whole story. Maybe you know more about it than I do. But see, this is what's happening here at this hour. You could tell people the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tomorrow they forget about it. Look what that Mike Lindell, he put out there about what happened with his elections.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, it's like it didn't even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's forecasting mm-hmm. anymore. Even Fox News took it off.
Yeah, it's quite something, you know. Like, when the light goes into the black hole, they say it can't disappear because it's so vast. And then, and that's the same way it reminds me of how when you put truth out, it just disappears.
Yeah, overnight.
Devil, yeah, it can. The devil just erases it,
mm-hmm.
and it just disappears, and people can't even like do anything about it. It's just like they're all paralyzed to do anything about it.
Yeah, like when that Jeremy was here and he gave his testimony, and you would think people would take note,
mm-hmm.
but after a while they forget about
mm-hmm.
it, and then they go down their merry road,
mm-hmm.
do their thing, and
it's the same with Martin Luther. when they came out of the dark ages, God gave him a word that just shall live by faith. And even with that, after a period of time, it says that you're letting it go out.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, come on, you're letting it go out. So they had a responsibility of preserving it.
Sardis. I'll start in verse 1. And unto the angel left the church of Sardis. That's under Martin Luther.
Mm-hmm.
Right. These things said he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. See, like you were saying, they come out of the dark ages. 1,000 years of darkness,
mm-hmm.
dark ages.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden here comes Martin Luther, shows up, there again, he just shows up because it was back in that plan of God,
mm-hmm.
shows up, the just shall live by faith. That's all you got to hang on to. Now, don't get into the legalistic.
Mm-hmm.
Don't start up these communes. Don't continue with that socialist program. Just the just shall live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Individualism,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Just the just shall live by faith. Go back home to your family and just shall live by faith, just by believing. What? I don't know. They had a Bible. I think what happened, Martin Luther put a Bible in every home.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do, you go read the Bible and live by faith. And they're like you were saying, that thing went out.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't take very long.
Yeah.
Along comes Zwingli with a socialist program.
Mm-hmm.
And snuffed that light out.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, what did they come up with? This. I haven't read the history on Zwingli and all that stuff. But communion living is not the just to live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
It evolves into a legalistic thing, and it evolves into more of what they had back in the Dark Ages with the Pope. Because if you go back in history now, Jacob Hutter and all that, it's all in a conniving and a slick and a deceptive way, bringing in socialist agenda,
mm-hmm.
that they had to have their elder.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read some of the history, and I kind of wondered, where did they come up? Where does this match up with the just shall live by faith? Like I say, I didn't really read the fine print and go into a real study,
mm-hmm.
but when I sit back and I analyze it, it's contrary to the just shall live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that whole Hutterite, that whole commune thing, that whole Woodcrest thing, is not the just shall live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's legalism. They got their elder, they got their pope. It's first-class socialism. And I tell you what God has always intended for mankind. You have to go back before the Jews, the Israelites had a king. God wanted to be their king.
Yeah.
He wanted to speak to that
mm-hmm.
individual family. It was always a family. I read a little bit here about how they conquered Jericho and how they had to go and fight for the land. And then once they were done, they were told to go back home and raise their kids and do the family thing.
Mm-hmm.
And God always had a family structure in mind.
Yeah.
And he didn't want this conglomeration of communities controlled by a pope and a hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted that individual thing. And here I just saw that maybe a day or so ago, maybe just this morning, how these churches, they have an ambition. One world global church.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
Now that's Satan's
yeah.
agenda. And here, take the contrast, the other end, and here God is starting up something here, just the two of us,
yeah.
and he's setting it up in such a way that we will never have a group of people around us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have people like Jeremy go back home
mm-hmm.
and do the program with your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you to get her to... You live it before her and conduct yourself in a way that it'll be attractive to her. That's how you went. And the same thing we told that Randy that came through here. Mm-hmm. Now you go and you work on your brother. Mm-hmm. And you pray him out of the hell that he's in. Mm-hmm. And that's how you start your program. Because mm-hmm. we have our program here. Just the two of us. And God's going to bring somebody else on. And it'll be the three of us. And that's how God's going to work. Mm-hmm. And that's how he wants everybody in the face of this earth to function. Just tap into this website. Mm-hmm. Sit around the table Sunday morning, or even you can do it every day if you want. And just sit around the table and listen in. Mm-hmm. Sing along with the songs. And listen to what the Lord has to say. And he's getting rid of this whole conglomeration of a world church. Because mm-hmm. if you don't, you'll be sucked into this world church. Mm-hmm. And it's just that simple. Here it is. Just simple truths. You'll hear it like you've never heard it before. Where are you going to hear that Jesus did not exist before 2,000 years ago? It was only a thought. Mm-hmm. The beginning was the thought. Mm-hmm. And God released that thought, mm-hmm. and the thought became flesh. The thought eventually evolved into a word when he told that angel Gabriel, and that angel told, you're going to conceive. See, then it was a word. It was no more a thought. The thought was released to the angel. The angel came to Mary, and it evolved into a word. But it was just a word. By her believing it, that word started to become a fetus, you know, mm-hmm. and her body. And then 9 months later, the thing became flesh, became reality. It was there, something that you could touch, mm-hmm. something that you could see. Before, you couldn't see it, and you couldn't touch it.
Yeah.
But see, the word, it originated from a thought, mm-hmm. then it evolved into a word, and then it evolved into a person, something yeah. that you could touch mm-hmm. and see. That's the first sign you had of that thought.
And that's how God, flesh. Yeah, and that's how God works. It's a process of everything. Like he didn't go with a magic wand and say, "Earth, you be an earth now." It didn't happen like that. If you look at the layers upon layers of the earth, the line upon line, like everything has a, it's millions and millions of years old, this planet. And it took a process of it to get to where it is today. That's why when Christians, they're very gullible people, they say the earth is 6,000 years old. See, they don't know God. They just assume it's 6,000 years, but they do not know the God, how he works and his, how he functions. He doesn't magically create the earth as it is today. It took years and years and years to get to where it is today.
Yeah, we're the only ones that knows this process. How that great big bang back in mm-hmm. Job, where were you when I laid the foundation? Mm-hmm. What happened was a big bang out there. Mm-hmm. But that, like fireworks, you know? Mm-hmm. Particles flying in every direction, mm-hmm. but God knew exactly his objective in mind. So he touched that planet Earth, and all he did, he gave it a bit of a gravity, enough to pull all these other dust particles in, and pulsed. And sometimes I go on the internet and I see some things, and talks about pulse.
Yeah,
the moon pulses, eh? Mm-hmm. And the planet pulses too. Mm-hmm. Well, every time there was a pulse, drew in mm-hmm. the dust particles. Mm-hmm. And then another pulse, another dust particles. When the Lord gave me that midnight cry thing, all of a sudden I saw how he created the universe. Mm-hmm. And then it expanded those layers upon layers. There's layers about 6 inches. And then right away, there's another formation of 6 inches. All this planet Earth did, it started pulsing mm-hmm. and brought in the dust particles. And to prove it to you that that's exactly what happened, they got satellites out there. And when these satellites, they run out of power, the gravity still pulls them in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you and I, we understand that. Mm-hmm. Where's that scripture? As it was in the days of Noah. start in Luke 17. We'll start at 26. That's the hour we're now living in. As it was in the days of Noah. Another one says, and so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. See? I didn't see that till about a week ago. And I was wondering, why is nobody hearing us? Why isn't this attractive to anybody? Well, was Noah attractive back in his hour? They looked at him like crazy, like we were discussing last week. Mm-hmm. Never rained before. And then as it was in the days of Lot, his sons of Lot kind of looked at him like he's kind of losing it. Mm-hmm. Give me a break, like destruction. And the same thing it is here. It doesn't say, so shall it be when Jesus comes back. It says, so shall it be when the Son of Man is being revealed. It says it here, exactly. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not a 24-hour day. This started when Brother Branham, maybe in the 60s, that he was starting to reveal who Jesus really is.
Mm-hmm.
That he was starting to reveal the Son of Man, who Jesus Christ is. And he took the wraps off, like, we wouldn't know what we know today if it weren't for them. We would still be like everybody else. And then, to prove it to you, when Brother Branham goes off the scene, he preached for 40 years or more, preached his heart out, and when he was done preaching, all that came out, the only one, lone one person that came out and really got what he was saying was Brother Jackson. That's it. Just one lone Brother Jackson could take what Brother Branham said and capitalize on it and take it on to the next phase. There it was.
Mm-hmm.
Even so shall it be when the Son of Man is being revealed. He was beginning to reveal the Son of Man. Along come Brother Jackson, and he really took the reps off. You could go back and read some of Brother Jackson's messages that he had on Ephesians 1. How he continued to take the reps off who Jesus Christ really is, who the Son of Man is.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brother Jack goes off the scene and gives what? After everything is said and done, there's only two people that came out of this Brother Jackson ministry that are staying the course. And we're just continuing what to do what? To reveal the Son of Man. And so shall it be. That's our song. And all these, since the 60s, when Brother Branham began to preach the word, you know, and revealing the Son of Man, he probably did before that, but that was the ministry of Brother Branham, Brother Jackson. That's the hour we're living in the Laodicea, really, Laodicea, where the Son of Man is being revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just finishing it off here. We're, to us, it's all, to you and me, it's all about Jesus, you know. At the end of the day, when we're done, it's all about Jesus. It's not about us. We're just kind of a puppet. We're just like a tool, like a plier you need to tighten a nut with. That's all we are. There's nothing in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's no value. There's nothing there whatsoever. But see what we're doing. We're revealing, continuing to reveal. The Son of Man is being revealed. Like exactly what the scriptures say. That's what we're doing here. We're revealing the Son of Man.
Mm-hmm.
We're revealing Jesus Christ, who he really is. I remember back 10, 15 years ago, I got a call saying, who is Jesus Christ? Well, I already knew who Jesus was. I said before, I can even begin to tell you who Jesus is, I got to tell you who God is. God is everywhere, present, no reps.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ is one place at one time. See what we're doing? We're revealing the Son of Man.
Yeah.
We're revealing that Jesus is not God. That Jesus began his birth was 2,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't exist before that.
Mm-hmm.
He was only a thought in the mind of God. just like you and I. We were back in that council. We were back predestinated. That's why we are where we are today. We just finally found our place in Christ, and we're just doing what we were created to do. We're just trying our best to keep our head above the water, to be faithful to what God has called us to be. And that's it. That's all we're doing. There's nothing, no virtue in us whatsoever. We can only do what we were created to do. When we finally found our place, and we're just moving ahead with that plan that God had before the foundation of the world. That's all Jesus did. Jesus only did what he was created to do, because he said, I can only do what I see my Father do. The Father revealed to him that plan that he had back in that great council of Ephesians 1. Yeah, Ephesians 1, it reads it fast. But it took eons and eons of ages before that plan was completed. And then here, bingo, he begins to put that plan in motion, and here he creates an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And then eons and eons of ages, if there were ages, there weren't ages, finally comes to Lucifer, mm-hmm. the son of the morning, the last and final angel that God created, perfect in beauty, perfect in sin, full of wisdom, full of everything, a complete, almost a replica of God, everything that was so anointed, the most anointed cherub, the only thing he couldn't create, you know. He was not, God kept that to himself. God is the creator. He's the only one that can create. Jesus Christ, he can't create nothing either. His job was for redemption, you know,
mm-hmm.
to redeem that which was lost. That's mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. But see, this, it all goes back to that great big council where God had it back before the foundation of the world. And all we're doing now, time came in the Laodicea church age to reveal who Jesus really is.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's our job here now. That's what we're doing. And when the Son of Man is being revealed. So we'll be rejected. It's with us, it's like the days of Noah. Don't expect no big numbers to come
mm-hmm.
until that has run its course. There come a day when arise and shine, where it goes into a different phase, where come and drink out of the waters of life freely.
Mm-hmm.
But as of now, I was kind of wondering, I was hoping for this big revival, this big thing, but as it was, so shall it be. I think you saw that about a year ago, that it can't be no other way.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see that when the Son of Man is going to be revealed. It's been revealed in the last 50 years or so,
yeah.
Eh?
Uh-huh.
It's a continuing thing. It's just a day. A day with the Lord is not necessarily 24
mm-hmm.
hours. A day with the Lord is when it's finally surface purpose kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jesus, he's not going to always be, he wasn't always the Lamb of God. He won't always be on the seat of mercy.
Mm-hmm.
That day will be done. And then he'll go into King of Kings. And then that'll, for 1,000 years, and then that day will be done.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, just to kind of bring it down in simplicity where people
mm-hmm.
can kind of understand it. But there comes a time when Jesus will no more be King of Kings.
Mm-hmm.
There comes a time when he will no more be High Priest. But it's kind of a bit sad that in seven months from now, all the thing that Jesus did at the crucifixion of Calvary, it's all over with.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
it's done serves its purpose. But there's a blessing in it, because it, everyone that my Heavenly Father has given me will come to me. Everybody that can be saved will be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Because it says, when the fullness of the Gentiles have come in, October 14, 2021, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fullness of the Gentiles will have come in. We can rest in that because we got confidence in that word.
Mm-hmm.
And that word ain't going to change. Right now we're in that darkness, and that word will not, that darkness will not change until it has served its purpose. That grace age will not shut down until it has served its purpose, until the followers of the Gentile will have come in. Because the Bible says so. The Jews were blinded in part until
mm-hmm.
the followers of the Gentile have come in. People don't even know that. They think this thing, what they're going on now, is going to just continue forever.
Yeah.
But somewhere it runs its course, because that word until.
Mm-hmm.
They're completely clueless that here's another thing. This planet here the things on this planet, it's just borrowed. It's not really real. It's just borrowed trust. Mm-hmm. To see if we're going to be faithful and to be kind of worthy to go into that millennium thing. This planet is a laboratory to test each one of us. See what we're going to do with the time that we have here on Earth. See if we're going to accumulate for ourselves heavenly virtues, mm-hmm. heavenly values. To see if we will be found, like I say, to see if we'll be found worthy to go into that age of regeneration. It calls it the age of regeneration. When this planet for 1,000 years is being regenerated. No devil around, no evil spirits. It's just a time of regenerating the planet. And it goes back to where it was before Adam and Eve sold it out to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is hunky-dory. The animal kingdom had harmony with one another. And then what Jan said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. It has been it didn't just automatically snap at the fingers and there it was. It was a process. God does things in a process. When the millennium starts, there will be a lot of things to, you know, you got to clean up and all mm-hmm. that stuff from the wars and the kind of being and all that stuff. And at the end of the millennium, there will be no more sea. Mm-hmm. Somehow that water goes back up to the moon or wherever it was before. They say there was water on Mars at one time. That's what it says back in the at the flood. And the deep opened up.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The deepest space somewhere. Mm-hmm. There was some water somewhere else to work. There was some water on the moon. And
mm-hmm. It has to be something to create a perfect climate.
Yeah.
So the water has to be above the firmament in order to give that climate, that perfect climate.
Yeah.
Conditions. Mm-hmm.
And before the flood, there was no 365 days.
Mm-hmm.
It was only 360. The planet moved away.
Mm-hmm.
And the chaos ever since.
Yeah, with the deep opening up, it kind of threw the earth out of its axis.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's where we are right now. You can vouch for that. I can vouch for that. Mm-hmm. And everywhere you look in the world, every government, they can all vouch for that. Darkness over in China, the people are being butchered and slaughtered because they don't follow that Chinese regime. Here in mm-hmm. America, darkness.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats taking over and doing whatever they always wanted to do. And everything is out of kilter, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But we have hope. Arise and shine, for the light has come.
That's right.
The glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. We're going to maintain, we're going to believe that Trump is president. Nobody's going to take that from us. Because you had a few visions and dreams, and I had some. I had at least 4 visitations about it. And I'm not going to back down from what mm-hmm. the Lord has given me. I'm not going to be a treason or a traitor. And well, I see a lot of these so-called prophets. All of a sudden, they say 2024 for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
No. He fixed 2020. The only
that's
one that's right now, Lynn won. He said, no, we got to fix 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind 2022 or 24. So there's a few that are hanging on. At the end of the day, we're going to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happens. Just like back in the day, when Brother Jackson was preaching, you know, I said in my heart, you know, even if I stand alone, I'll stick with what Brother Jackson taught. I didn't know that it's what it's going to come down
yeah.
to. It's just something from my deep down my soul came out and I verbalized it. I might have said it out loud, maybe I just taught it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if all these different thoughts come out, I'm going to stick with Brother Jackson taught.
Mm-hmm.
And here, lo and behold, it's only the 2 of us that are standing true to what Brother Jackson taught.
Mm-hmm.
Only the 2 of us that are found faithful as that wise and faithful servant. Whom the Lord has made ruler, to the Lord has given the rights to deliver meat in due season,
mm-hmm.
and who he has will give the rights to deliver all his goods, to give all his goods to. And I can only see the goods is spiritual goods to deliver that meat in due season and to bring forth that living water.
Mm-hmm.
That's our own ambition. Like material things have no value whatsoever. We need to get rid of stuff, not accumulate stuff. That's just our ambition in life. That's what we've been created to do. And all we ever ask from the Lord, help me to be faithful what you've created us to be.
Mm-hmm.
And That's our only ambition. But I don't know if you see anything in that. I just saw this darkness, and I can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
God can't change it. But it says in the Word, darkness covers the land, grows darkness the people.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world is covered in darkness right now.
Yeah, that's what it says in John. The whole world lies in wickedness.
Yeah. The ganze Welt liegt in Nadigen. Where is that?
It's in John. In 1 John 5. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. Wir wissen, dass wir von Gott sind und die ganze Welt in Argen liegt.
Yeah, that's the time we're living in right
now. See, we know that we are from God and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
See?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the evil in America.
Yeah.
Go back to transgendering.
Mm-hmm.
The gays have more rights than ordinary people. The immigrants, they give them $1,400 every month and the rest, they're starving.
See, that's what I never could, when I worked with special needs, right? They brought it to a place where they had more rights than you had rights. And
yeah.
There came a point that I could no longer stand working for people with disability, because their rights, even if they're wrong rights, they exceeded your rights and what your moral compass told you. And that's what you see now in America with this transgendering, this gay lifestyle. All of a sudden, you're supposed to accept that lifestyle and throw away the Bible,
mm-hmm.
you know? I can't throw away the Bible. Even that governor from South Dakota with this transgender rule, like the transgender being able to be in female sports. Well, that's morally wrong. A female body and a male body is not alike in strength. Now, how can you, just because you have you believe a lie from the devil that you're a female, all of a sudden that you can be allowed in female sports, and she wants to make changes to it that the colleges should be allowed to do that but not the minor schools? Well, a wrong is still a wrong.
Yeah, you got tripped into this popularity.
Mm-hmm. A wrong is still a wrong. I don't care how you look at things, you still have to take it back to the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? Because somewhere along the road of life, you're going to take a wrong turn, and it's going to lead to your destruction. Your only safety that we have is staying with the Word of God. Otherwise, we're doomed. We can all of a sudden have a heart for a certain person, and we don't want to rock the boat, we don't want to offend that person, but in the end of it all, we're wanting that person's destruction because we're not telling them the truth. So in all actuality, she's meaning these college kids for their destruction because she's not standing up for what is right.
She's going to lose a lot of credibility.
Mm-hmm. So these things, we have only the Word of God for our guide.
Yeah, I should get a good testimony and all that, but
mm-hmm.
it's secular, you know. A lot of
mm-hmm.
it is not Christian, it's secular, kind of secular Christianity
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
It's
really not a deep heart conviction.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Like, she had a good reputation. Everybody was watching for her, the way she handled everything in South Dakota up till now,
mm-hmm.
but now she's tainted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because she won't sign that bill.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got good people in the government down there
mm-hmm.
that don't want this transgender garbage.
Yeah, and there was even like, when they had that CPAC going, there was a female athlete that was there voicing her concern about these things.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, I'm sure she was in her 20s or something, if not close to her 20s. She was voicing her concern about it. And her concern is legitimate.
You bet.
Because females will no longer want to be in sports because they don't get a fair run at things. And
yeah, I can't believe she's that stupid.
I didn't.
Really, it's stupidity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the darkness that you see out there. People falling for darkness. That all partakes in giving the devil more room to bring darkness in.
Yeah.
It's when you stand up for the Word of God, that's when the light, that's where the light shines.
See, then darkness comprehended the light not. Mm-hmm. She doesn't comprehend to stay with the Word. She doesn't comprehend stay with truth. She doesn't comprehend stay with reality.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you're thinking does, or no matter what you think should be done to give them a break. You're not giving nobody a break.
Yeah.
You're throwing like these girls under the bus.
That's right. See, Trump, in so many things, he was so divine. He had this, he had such insight and no experience, you know. Came out from being a Democrat, and all of a sudden, he had such insight. He had more insight than these preachers have in the pulpit.
Oh, 10 times more. I heard him make a statement. Are you responsible for
for
the chaos in America?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, where did you get that from? You must have been blessing Brother Jackson secretly.
Yeah. It's amazing when God imputes wisdom to a person, how they, it confounds the wise.
Did you not know? Have you not heard? Has nobody ever told you that the Creator, the end of the earth, he gives strength to the weak and he imparts his wisdom to the people he puts in government?
Yeah.
That's what he does. It's God's wisdom. That Linwood came out and I read a little bit what he says about Trump, how what a supernatural being he was, that he would unite that whole country under one banner and just switch the turn of events. South Dakota governor, she ain't going to last very long. He just, if she goes through with not signing that bill, he's signing her doom.
Yeah, pretty much.
If she thinks she's going to be anything, when that darkness is gone and that light starts shining, it'll be a spotlight on her.
Yeah, it will. Mm-hmm.
No matter what you've done,
yeah.
You introduce darkness.
The same way with all those politicians that on January the 6th did not hear the voice of the American people and demanded an audit for this fraudulent election, and they turned down the voice of the American people. They do not have the American spirit within them. They have a politician spirit, and that politician spirit comes right directly from the door of the Vatican. That's where they're, that's that spirit, that's where, that's who they're connected with.
They ask lots of times, you see, who runs America? Well, it's the Vatican that runs it.
Mm-hmm.
The Vatican, I can prove it to you. Back in the book of Revelation. In her was found the blood of all the martyrs. And at the end of it all, that beast, that European government, they find out that's the culprit.
Yeah.
What do? They send an atomic bomb down the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
Right, probably where that chimney is, where they make a pope. Right down there.
I like that.
With the GPS.
Mm-hmm.
And they just blow the smithereens.
Mm-hmm.
And then the merchant, they look from afar off because they can't go there. Because it's all nuclear.
Mm-hmm.
Fallout. That's why it says from afar off. That's where, it's not the towers. Like some try to explain to you, it's the towers. It's not America, that's the beast. It's Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It's all center point. The Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
That thing there. Where that poop comes out of. There it is. They destroy it.
Yeah.
They finally realize that's a culprit.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing about darkness covers the earth. You can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
God's not, God can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to backtrack. God let me see in His Word that you can't change His Word. There's a season of darkness. You're just going to have to hold on for dear life. Keep your head above the water. See that you come out on the other end with your sanity.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as much as we've done all our life, try to, this word, We're not immune to this darkness.
Yeah, I know.
We're not getting a pass in this darkness. Mm-hmm. We've got to go through that darkness ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And man, is it ever dark? You can't talk to nobody. I talked to that guy, then Jack there. You're going to get people mad.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. Because they're in darkness. Can't handle the light.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're in darkness all your life and a little bit of light comes, you squint your eyes, you know. You like the darkness. Because
mm-hmm.
the light makes your eyes squint. Yeah, it's all so simple. That as it was when the Son of Man is being revealed. To paraphrase it, right? And that's not just a second. Like even as it was in the days of Noah, that 100 years, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I made fun of him. And here, as it was, so shall it be when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think of just 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's the sixes anyway. Actually, Laodicea, you could say. And Laodicea, the Son of Man, is being revealed.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah.
Verse that came with Seymour, the baptism in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
And then Azusa Street, and then the last 100 years.
It was leading right up to the Midnight Cry, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then...
That was the peak.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from then went downhill.
And then Brother Jackson, he came along, and he really revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept going over and over again, the prehistory and what happened in the garden, and all these truths he brought out, and all that came together with the Son of Man being revealed, the whole plan of God, that Jesus is not. Everywhere present, no rest.
Mm-hmm.
He can only be in one place at one time. He sends his angels to do his job. That angel can only be at one place at one time. And only God can be everywhere present and no rest. That's why you can never see him. He's a spirit. You feel him. You believe him. And we worship him. But you can't see him.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that anointing. That's all. Heavenly Father, we just pray you'll take these words, use them as you see fit. Open people's hearts, Lord, in this very dark hour that we're now living in. We ask, Lord, that you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.